Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature, which is where we start the show today. He joins the ranks of Ernest Hemingway and Toni Morrison, Pearl Buck and John Steinbeck, other Americans who've won the Nobel for Literature. But I'm also reminded of all the artists around the planet we've featured on the world, musicians we've called the Bob Dylan of fill in the name of any country. As a poet, and that's how the Nobel Committee assessed Dylan, he did offer a different way of writing lyrics. But today there are as many people saying this was a weird choice as there are those who say it's a great choice, and so we want to know why. Peter Dreyer writes about politics and teaches at Occidental College in Los Angeles. What are your thoughts of Bob Dylan as a Nobel laureate?
Well, Bob Dylan caught the spirit of the 1960s when he came into Greenwich Village from Minnesota, and it was the time of the Civil Rights Movement and the beginning of the anti-war movement and the rebellion of the baby boom. And he was right there singing and writing about those issues. Most of the things he wrote on a political topic happened in his first 5 or 6 years when he was living in Greenwich Village and caught up in the spirit of what was going on in the South. He went down to Mississippi to sing for civil rights workers. He was often present at anti-war rallies. And then in the late 60s, he began to take a turn and said, I don't want to be political anymore. I'm no longer a protest singer. But it doesn't really matter what Dylan thinks he was. The spirit of his music continues today. Whenever there's talk about rebellion and protest, always in the background, we're hearing Blowing in the Wind and the times are a-changing. And so Bob Dylan's legacy lives on, even though he denies he was a singer of protest songs.
So last year, the Nobel awarded the literature prize to Svetlana Alexievich, a book she wrote about Russians returning from the war in Afghanistan. I mean, we know what her intent was. Dylan is notoriously reluctant to talk about his lyrics. So do we really know who he is?
Well, some of his lyrics are actually quite specific. In its early days, he wrote a song, for example, about the killing of Emmett Till, a 15-year-old African-American boy who was killed by white thugs in Mississippi. But in general, like you said, his music is much more ephemeral. But in his early days, people knew what he meant. When Blowing in the Wind came out, it was made popular by Peter, Paul, and Mary, not by Dylan. People knew that it was about the war in Vietnam and about the bombs and about how many deaths will it take before we can hear people cry. People heard Bob Dylan, even if Bob Dylan wasn't telling us who he was.
When students in Paris and around the globe were protesting in the streets in 1968, they broke out acoustic guitars. That wasn't a coincidence, was it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, the folk craze was due in part to Pete Seeger and in part to Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and other people. But it was Dylan who caught everyone's imagination. So in the early 1970s, when the military coup in Chile took place, the person we remember from that period is Victor Jara, who was considered the Bob Dylan of Chile. And as you said in your opening, in every country in the world where there's protest and rebellion, there is someone or some groups of people that are called the Bob Dylan of that country because he is an iconic figure. And so now that he's won the Nobel Prize for Literature, perhaps even more people will have heard of him.
Yeah, where else around the globe have you seen Dylan's influence as a protest singer, that kind of icon?
Well, certainly in South Africa during the battle over apartheid, certainly in the Soviet Union during the dismantling of the communist government, certainly in China during the Tiananmen Square battle, all over the world, people know who Bob Dylan is, and people know that his music was a force for change, a force for protest, a way of thinking a new world is possible.
Let me just put this to you, Peter. The voice of the cynics today would say we rely on the Nobels to introduce us to overlooked writers. The choice of Dylan was a facile one made by aging baby boomers who, like the Oscar voters and Martin Scorsese, felt that Bob Dylan's time had come.
Well, I think he's well-deserving of the award. I think the Nobel Prize committee isn't just aging baby boomers. It's people that recognize that he's a historical figure and in his own time. And when he's gone, people will remember his music, people will remember his lyrics, and people will remember the spirit that he embodied.
Peter Dreyer, historian at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Marco.